Prayer 31, Day 23. El Olam, the everlasting God, you had no beginning, you will have no end. You are forever present, forever good, forever loving, forever creative, forever holy, forever worthy of our praise. We could praise you forever and still be in debt to your everlasting greatness. Oh Lord, we worship you today with a desire to live with you forever. Thank you for giving us your promise of everlasting life made possible by your Son Jesus, whom you gave for us. Lord, we are so blessed that each day you come to us with the gift of your Spirit to help us and strengthen our purpose for your glory. Continue to work in us, O Lord. Thank you for your continued goodness even when we stumble. Thank you that you are ever present to hold our hands and lift us up. Your unconditional love has been promised forever. Thank you for your gracious mercy to us each day. 1 Chronicles chapter 17, verse 25 through 27. Oh my God, I have been bold enough to pray to you because you have revealed to your servant that you will build a house for him, a dynasty of kings. For you are God, O Lord, and you have promised these good things to your servant. And now it has pleased you to bless the house of your servant so that it will continue forever before you. For when you grant a blessing, O Lord, it is an eternal blessing. Praise the Lord. Today we pray for Texas and Utah. Father, bless and protect these states and sweep over these lands with revival. We pray for our greeter and usher's ministry. I pray that Grace Family Fellowship be the most welcoming place in the region, where saints and sinners are welcome, where we are eager to help set the atmosphere where God can speak to lives. Let creativity, kindness, hospitality, and love be the first sanitized touch and first impression upon all who pass through our doors. We thank the greeters and ushers for sanitizing doors, pews, and door handles and opening doors so we can all be safe during this worship. May we all help make this possible. In Jesus' anointed name we pray. Amen.